Hey, Joseph.
Speaking.
Hey, Joseph. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's been a busy day, but it's a good morning so far. So, I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last part.
Oh, I was saying, did you have any questions for me, like, about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not really. I mean, if you could just give me a brief rundown. I don't have any particular questions.
Okay. So the major benefit to you in the call is that we have a listing available locally for your services. So if you look up any of the services you provide, you'll actually see a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three guys next to it. It'll have, like, their name, address, phone number, reviews, link to their website. Have you seen that before? A little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are? Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. It covers up to a 50-mile radius from your street address, and we would be able to cover you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. But the main reason Tara asked me to hop on the line is she wanted me to include a website for you at no additional cost. And she said that you had started on a Google verification, so she wanted me to reach out to the Google headquarters and get that pushed through for you, basically let them know that you're doing the placement with us, so that way they fast track it. But there are other things that come with being on the first page of Google. When you get that Google Places placement, you actually end up on the first page of Bing as a top option because they pull from Google's top three guys for their top five. You'd end up on the first page or the top section for the Amazon Alexa voice search results, and you'd be on the first page for Apple and Safari as well for the iPhones. So, you know, it basically covers you on all major search engines with the exception of Yahoo. They kind of do their own thing. But, you know, we would run Facebook ads for you as well on Facebook. So you have a Facebook business page, and then there's a popular directory submission that would actually put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few. So it's not just the first page placement on Google. The idea here is to kind of cover all your bases and use the 20 years experience and tools that we have to generate as many job opportunities and leads for you each month, so that way you'd have no problem continuing to use our services, being that it is a month-to-month service. So does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, so I'm also in the process of trying to get verified on Yellow.
Okay, yeah, easy fix. Verifications are good. I'm not going to say they're not important, but they actually don't result in, like, any kind of return on investment. All it does is make it so that people can look you up by name. What we actually do is make it so that people who are just looking for a general service you provide are getting recommended your company as a top option on those platforms. So we'll still verification, and we'll still complete your verification, but the whole point of our services is to make sure you're top recommended, so that way you're getting more eyes on your company and more job opportunities.
Right. So my thing with verification is that without being verified, I can't even be seen on these platforms.
Well, right. That's why we do the verification for you. We're partnered with Google. Like, we're right next to Google, Joseph. If you look us up, we're calling you from Orange County, California, like the other Orange County.
Oh, so y'all are working pretty early.
Yeah. It's 7:59 over here. We go 7 to 4 every day because we got clients all over the U.S. and Canada.
All right. So with that being said, pricing, how does pricing work?
Well, everything we do is month to month. You know, we want you guys coming back on your own each month. For the package that I was just quoting you, it's called our Platinum Package. It's advertised on our site at $499 month to month. But because of the new in business credit that Tara requested for you, if you wanted to come on board with us today, I can reduce the rate by 50%. I could get it down to just $249. And then I could lock you in at that pricing structure, so that way you don't have to worry about it going up or changing on you later.
Okay, and how long is that rate good for?
As long as you're with us. Like I said, it won't go up or change later, so I'll lock you in. And then every client that we work with has a written service agreement, so that'll be documented and sent over to you with your invoice receipt.
All Okay. And now, could you just recap for me what that service entails?
Mm-hmm. So the most important thing is the first page placement on Google, right? So there's three guys that show up next to the map there. You'll be one of those guys for up to 15 different keywords and for up to a 50-mile radius from your street address. That's on Google, right? When you have that placement on Google, you end up on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, and the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. Okay, we're going to run Facebook ads through a Facebook business page. If you don't have one, we'll create one for you. We're going to create your website. We're obviously going to do all your verification for Google because that's a requirement in order for us to place you on the first page anyway. We'll also do your verification for Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, so you're accessible to people on those platforms as well. And then we also have a tracking system, so you'll be able to keep track of all the leads that are coming from all the listings and the content that we're creating for you and all the work that we're doing for you. So you'll be able to see each month, like, hey, this is what I've spent with Local Splash, but, you know, I know these clients came from it, and it's making me X amount. So that's the simplest version of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of work that we do between the lines. Sorry, go ahead. You're cutting out.
No, sorry. I was saying, I mean, it sounds like a pretty good value to me. Half of the things that you're offering are things that I got to get done regardless. And then,
right. I mean, any guy you see on the first page, Joseph, they're not doing it themselves. Like, I think that's the hard part for you is, like, you're trying to do some of these things yourself, but none of your main competitors that are on that first page are doing it themselves. They got a call like this one day, and they're moving forward with it. You know, they're not tech gurus. They might be good at what they do, but, you know, they're hiring a marketing company to generate the leads for them.
Right, right, definitely. Alright, so I have another, I wouldn't even so much call it a question, but, I guess just a bit of information that maybe might make you think different about the way we'll approach this. I'm certainly interested in the circus, mm-hmm. but so I'm trying to think of a good way to explain it here. The coverage area, right? So for the average service, mm-hmm. You're serving somebody quite locally in your home every day. You don't want to get too far from home. You don't want to serve a customer 3 hours away because it's not worth it to you.
Right.
For me, in my instance, I'm looking at servicing people in other states considering what I do. So, for example, I'm based in Fort Lauderdale. Now, mm-hmm. if I book a client in Fort Lauderdale and I'm headed up to, I'm taking them to, let's say, Charleston, South Carolina, or Atlanta, Georgia, whatever it may be, right? And then my home base is back in Florida. I also need to be able to reach out to clients in those areas to get their service so that I have business coming on the way back.
Yeah, I understand what your goal is with the business. Like, that makes sense. You'd want to cover, you know, maybe whole states or, you know, country, but you know, obviously you're not going to get to that point if you're not even covering the clients in your own backyard. So I would definitely recommend starting with this, because if we start doing ads for you to cover the whole state or cover additional areas, the price is going to start going up. You know, I'm not saying that we can't get you there, but it's got to make sense. You know, you're looking at, you know, Google Ads campaigns that start to get real pricey. So, I mean, you'd be picking up clients from this area and driving them to wherever you want to drive them to, but it'll just keep bringing clients in from this area, or at least within 50 miles of you on a regular basis is kind of like a starting point. And then obviously we can gather data, you know, as we're working with you, there's a system called Google Analytics, and we could look at, you know, the trends as far as where you'd be able to pick up service. And then, you know, once we launch an ad, we could use that information to our advantage to put that ad in a place where it's going to yield return rather than throwing a bunch of money at the wall and seeing what sticks, you know?
Right.
So there is stuff that we have to do from an analytical standpoint just to make sure that it's efficient and effective for you. And obviously we'll definitely do that in terms of like growing your business over time. But, it's not the place to start. You know, you don't want to just throw a bunch at it. My idea here is to get your overhead low at 249, get your foot in the door, make it so you're not buying leads anymore, you know, branding yourself online, and then, you know, we could grow you progressively.
I definitely think starting small is the way to go.
So it pays for itself that
way. My point wasn't, oh, I need ads all over all these states right now. It was more just along the line to see how things could play out as things grow.
Yeah, certainly progress. You want to brand yourself in your own backyard, though. You want to run this for a couple months, start building up your reviews and your reputation and everything. And that way, once you're making enough money to run the ads or ready to expand, you know, it's paying for itself. And then you already have a nice, good-looking reputation to present to those people at the time we launch. Right now, we're building everything from scratch. So we got to get that going.
All right. And then another question. So how is it going to work with so right now the phone number I'm using is temporary. Eventually, I'm going to be using a different phone number.
Okay.
How easy is it to update things in that system?
Yeah, it's just a phone call. So, I mean, you have access to your own account dashboard and tracking system. If you're tech savvy and you think you'd rather do it yourself, you could do it that way. But we also have a direct line and a 24/7 customer service department. Anytime you want to make a revision to your account, your website, anything like that, it's just a phone call. You call in and let us know, and then we ask that you give us 24 hours to see the change happen.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. So from where we stand now, if I plan on moving forward with this service, what's our next step?
So I would have to create your account and secure the first page placement for Google locally here. And then I'd also have to send you the finalized form. So this will fast track your Google verification. You just got to fill it out and send it in to us. And then we will do a client interview at a set time where we could sit down with you for about 30 minutes and customize the campaign.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So let me go ahead and create this. What's your last name, Joseph?
Seeds.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and a receipt?
It's sunshine.relocation.services@gmail.com.
Perfect. And I know you said you plan on changing this number later, but as of right now, this is the best line for us and your clients to contact you?
It is.
Okay. All right. And then the street address for the business where you had the PIN verification?
707.
707.
Northwest.
Northwest.
91st Terrace.
Down in Plantation?
Yep, Plantation, Florida, 33324.
Okay, I got it here. And then you want this address hidden online?
Nah, it don't matter.
Okay. And did you leave your whole business name capitalized on purpose? I'm seeing it that way on some other platforms.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I'll fix it. You are an LLC, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to 8, 7 days a week.
Okay. 8 to 8, Monday through Sunday. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a logo for the business? For like the website and everything?
I do not at the moment. I'm still in the middle of having somebody make one.
Okay. What about like I do see some photos on some other things online. Do you have some like before and after shots or maybe some like packing jobs that you guys have done?
Just the ones that you would see on Andy's list.
Okay. Yeah, we want those for your own .com website. But we got to have you send them in, so that way we have a paper trail kind of showing that you gave us access and permission to use those. So So I'm going to send you two text messages right now. So first one's going to be my direct number and extension. And the second one will be the email address for you to send in any photos. We could also help you with the logo if there's any issues with that. Just don't hesitate to ask if you're having a issue with the graphic designer that's currently doing it. Or maybe it's not coming out how you want it to look. We do have a team of guys here that'll be able to help you and also make sure we're not breaking any copyright laws.
Right. So that was where my thing was. I was kind of just thinking to have somebody just draw it up and then just digitalize it.
Yeah. Like, if you give us a general idea on what you want from it, you know, they'll kind of brainstorm, come up with a couple of different drafts. Also make sure that it's not, like, copying anything in the local area, and then, or at least in the state. And then,
literally just a sunshine with maybe a box truck in front of it. Not too detailed, just kind of vague, nothing,
almost like cartoonish?
Nothing crazy. Right, not like this masterpiece of artwork. That's,
yeah, you want it simple.
No, right.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put in a request for help from the graphic design team on this, and then they'll touch base on that during your client interview. Usually our client interviews take about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in case we got to just go over more things or the call goes over. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
So typically how long does it take to do that post this phone call?
I mean, it's usually 30 minutes. Like, it's all general knowledge. It's like a questionnaire.
At this point, I'm very available. I'm pretty much wide open. So,
okay. I can have them circle back with you at the top of the hour, like if you want to do it in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. Yeah, I just got to heavily notate this thing and get working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they don't get an answer, if they could just leave or, like, send me a text, a message ahead of time you're about to call or something.
Yeah, so usually the text comes out an hour before, like, automatically, but we're already at less than an hour. So I'll send you the calendar invitation, and then if you look at your text messages right now, you have my direct number and extension. So if you notice you're missing calls at the top of the hour or you missed some calls, just follow up with me or shoot me a text message, and I can reschedule it for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm... Luckily to myself, I just so happened to pick up this one. I've been ignoring so many. I think half of India has called me at this point trying to get me a service.
Yeah, you're blocking your blessings. Okay, so just to confirm, your email address is sunshine.relocation.services@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, so I got that time slot for you. And then I'll just notate this account and just work on it here over the next 45 minutes leading up to the client interview. But should be pretty easy. Like, we don't need you to hop on a computer or do anything fancy. We just want to know the exact kind of clients that you're looking for and what areas you're willing to travel to and little things like that just to help us customize the service. Okay. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
I'm going to use a debit card as soon as I find my wallet.
Okay, do that. And then is the billing address the same as the street address you requested the Google PIN verification letter?
It is.
Okay. And then let me know if it's just under Joseph Seeds or does it have Sunshine Relocation Services LLC on the card as well?
So it has both.
Okay.
I've always worked with just my name. I've never entered the company name and I've never had an issue doing it that way.
Yeah, it should be fine. We just like to have it on the invoice receipt just in case your CPA asks for it when you're doing your write-offs at the beginning of the year. Because, I mean, this is a business expense, so you should be able to just write it all off.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he's capable. Otherwise, you need a new CPA. And then, all right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. I do ask that you read it four digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep.
4040.
3736.
8686. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yep.
All right. All right, Joseph, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Sunshine Relocation Services.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Joseph Seeds, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Yeah. So we know what you currently have. I put you on what's called a platinum bundle, so that way you, I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else marketing-wise after that. I try to make us like a one-stop shop for you. That way you don't have like 100 different bills floating around. But if you're going to add something, just double-check with us that you're not duplicating anything. Like, we can't duplicate a Facebook or have two Google business profiles floating around. It just causes discrepancies with the search engine, so they suspend them all until we verify what's what. So if you're going to add anything online after today, just double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything.
No, so the only other thing that I'm looking into and that I have intention to is Yelp, which you guys are handling, so that pretty much cancels out that.
Exactly.
I have an Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Oh God, okay. I have a client that I've been working with for a while, and I guess he got a call from them, and then he signed up for it, and it's been like a nightmare. He's been having me like help him try to get his money back, and they have all these like loops.
I've been in the moving industry for quite a while, and as far as leads and clients, Home Advisor has consistently had one of the highest closing rates.
Wow. I think that's more a testament to you than the quality of those leads, though, because they sell those leads to like three or four people at a time.
Right. They do. Like, you're competing with other people. But
yeah.
a lot of moving leads, you can call a moving company, and half of the leads you get literally bad phone numbers, bad emails. So they may not be the best, but I'll say they're better than most.
Yeah, I'm not telling you got to cancel that or anything, but I think if you could do anything with that, then you're going to love what we're doing here. I mean, we're putting you in position for people to call you directly as a live call. We're not selling you a lead that's going to four or five other people and charging you whether you get it or not, you know. It's not our business.
Right.
We just let them know you're top recommended, you're verified, you're a trusted professional. Here's his number. Give him a call. You guys take it from there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so that's fine. I mean, if you want to keep doing that, that's totally fine. That's not what this is saying, though. This is just more so like after today, if you're going to add any new stuff, we just want to make sure that you're not duplicating any listings or spending more money on that than you need to.
All right.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we're building the profile from scratch, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract, Joseph. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's November 14, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included the website for you at no additional cost. I've also waived all setup fees on your campaign and requested our graphic design team help you develop the logo for the business. When the term is completed, your agreement is set up to auto-renew each month on November 14th. On the 14th day of each month, it's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. So it's an indefinite discount. It does state in the fine print you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right. So if you go to your text messages.
I have a couple here.
Oh, yeah. So there's my number. There's the email address to send in photos. There's the outline of the agreement in writing and a link in the middle of that paragraph. There's a username and password for your tracking system and another one of them. And then the Google verification form is the last one. Okay, so you do need to fill out the Google verification form. You have a traditional verification. This is going to be a Google Places verification. So it's an advanced form of verification. You just fill out the form and submit it. It'll go to the Google headquarters. If anything's missing, we just do a video call with them on the line. So we'll actually get the Google rep on the line with us, and then we'll just video call you and verify it over the phone, fast track it.
So my issue with getting Google verified is I don't have a storefront. They wanted me to take a video. I don't have a storefront.
Then I know. I could see it.
All your logos and emblems. I lease a truck.
Yeah.
I don't have a storefront because I don't work in a specific place. I work at a client's home. So the things that they were requesting through a video were not feasible to my circumstances.
I know. That's exactly why, like, if you look at this form, so it'll ask you for very similar things to that. Fill it out as best you can. At the bottom, it just tells you, hey, if anything's missing, we'll do the video call. Like, we're actually going to get them on the line. We're right across the street from them here. Like, I have buddies there. I have Google certification there. Like, we'll literally get on a three-way video call and verify your listing with you over the phone. You don't need to have a brick and mortar. We're going to hide your address. We'll still send your PIN out there. So you're good. Like, we'll get you through it. I'm telling you, we've been around for 20 years. So, you know, doing it yourself, I know it's probably a circus because you don't have a direct connection or somebody that you could talk to immediately. So it requires, like, you sitting down, spending hours trying to contact people.
Yeah,
that's why I was telling you, your competitors aren't doing that, you know? They just work with a Google partner. They just got a call like this one day.
Most people aren't.
Yeah. It's not like they're sitting down figuring it out while they're delivering stuff. Yeah.
All right. So I fill these things out and wait on this call, no?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to call you back in about 36 minutes. So I'm just going to heavily notate the account, and then at the top of the hour, my rep and I will circle back with you, and then we'll walk you through the client interview process.
All right. One more question.
Mm-hmm.
The Yelp, we talked about getting Yelp verified too.
Uh-huh.
Will that automatically play in when Google is verified, or how does that go?
Exactly. It's a part of our submission. So once they see you're working with us, Google has the most credibility, you know, when you do those Google verifications, especially the local businesses. So, you know, they just kind of fast track it. Once we submit you, you know, the form of verification that they do on Google is a lot more advanced than what they do on Yelp. So they're like, hey, if they see you already verified on Google, they just kind of push it through.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot easier. Everything's easier when you're Google verified, because then they don't have to question if you're a real business or credible. It's kind of like, hey, I've rolled over, I've let them look into me, and obviously I'm not hiding anything, you know? Guys that are, like, not Google verified that are out there operating, the homeowners or people that you're working with are kind of questioning, like, hey, if this guy takes off of my stuff, am I going to be able to track him down and find him? You know? So, just different.
That works, so I'll get this filled out, and I'll be awaiting that phone call.
Exactly. Okay. All right. I'll circle back with you then. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
All righty. Thank you, John.
All right. You're very welcome, Joseph. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.